Hello.
Hello. Good evening, sir. My name is Joe, calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. The survey is very short, sir. Do you or anyone in your home work for a radio, internet, or some kind of communication?
No.
Oh, okay. Now, are you in a play? Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definite.
What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
74.
You sounded very young. That's all I was asking. Okay. Now, just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, sir, generally speaking, okay, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never have heard of this person or organization, please say so. The U.S. Department of Education.
40.
40. What about charter schools?
70.
What about Donald Trump?
90.
The National Education Association.
Never heard of it.
Okay. Public school teachers.
50.
50. What about Joe Biden?
0.
0. Okay. What about woke culture or wokeism?
0.
What about public schools?
70.
And Moms for Liberty?
Yeah, 90.
90. Okay, moving forward, so I can get you back to your day, sir. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
And would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Better than what? Oh, public schools better than private schools?
Yes.
No.
So, and would you say that public schools do a much better job, or charter schools do a much better job? Or there's no difference?
Public schools.
Public schools? Okay. Yeah. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following topics? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means that public schools do not prepare the students at all regarding this topic. Now, you can use any number between 0 and 10. Develop social skills.
7.
Develop critical thinking skills.
4.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
4.
Grasp the academic basis of reading, writing, and math.
5.
And understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world.
2.
And be ready for higher education like college.
6.
6. Moving forward, I do want to thank you for your time. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
And how, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. And as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply plain politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
Okay. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
Little.
And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
Disagree.
Now, would you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. This statement, do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
And public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with this?
Disagree.
Okay. Now, sir, I'm at 80% finish of this, okay? I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you strongly support this, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Okay, now adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum.
Oh, somewhat opposed.
And making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues.
Support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strong.
And increasing discipline in schools?
Yeah.
Do you strongly support this or somewhat support this?
Somewhat.
And giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly, sir?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now moving forward. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
Okay. And now, sir, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history, and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. Now, these attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Do you feel that this is not at all convincing, or 10 very convincing, or 5 somewhat convincing, any number between 0 and 10?
8.
Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. How do you feel about this statement?
2.
And those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
4.
Thank you. Now, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat, sir?
Somewhat.
Okay, and public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Okay, moving forward, the last few questions, sir, are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years college.
2 years college. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, homemaker?
Retired.
And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Already both. No. Married.
Married, okay. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No, not 10.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year? Never?
Nope.
Okay. And just the last question. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
No? Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
How would you describe the area where you live in, sir? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay, sir, this concludes my survey, okay? I do thank you for sharing your opinion with us, and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay,
be blessed. Bye-bye.